It's still a very big problem, but Thailand has done very well in the last 15, 17 years or so. There's still a long way to go, but yes, they have done very well from where it was. And of course, what you're quoting is official figures, which always leaves a question mark.
You're saying that the unofficial figures, in fact, the infection rates could be quite a lot higher?
I'm sure they are. I mean, the only way they can get an official figure is when someone registers with a hospital that they are HIV. And, of course, as we all know, HIV can be prevalent in the body for easily 5 years before anyone knows anything about it. So the official figures will be, I'm sure, on the conservative side.
But according to the official figures, are the infection rates now stabilised in Thailand?
I think they're reducing, which is wonderful.
How tough is it for people living with HIV/AIDS in Thailand? What percentage of them get access to antiretroviral drugs?
All Thai citizens get access to free antiretroviral drugs through the Thai healthcare system. But the fact is that all people in Thailand are not Thai citizens. There's a lot of Cambodians, there's a lot of Burmese, there's a lot of people from Laos that these drugs are not available for. So that is a bit of a problem.
Is there still a lot of stigma attached to AIDS in Thailand?
Yes, there is. But having watched a documentary narrated by Stephen Fry maybe 6-9 months ago, maybe it's no worse than the UK. According to Stephen Fry, the stigma there is very great indeed. And, of course, there's a lot less people suffering with HIV in the UK. So although, yes, the stigma is great, but compared to other places in the world, I don't know how much greater it is here than it is there.
Can you tell us what the Chameleon Centre there in Thailand does in terms of helping HIV-positive kids or those with AIDS?
The Chameleon Centre cares for over 100 children living with the disease on their premises. We actually have 3 centres. We have this centre here for the young children. We have the centre for the teenagers, which we call independent living. And we have a centre that is, in actual fact, an adult rehabilitation centre, but that also cares for 10 children that are affected by the disease but not infected. Other than that, we have an affiliate centre that cares for disabled children, many of whom are from here and are also HIV positive as well as having a disability.
These children that you care for that are HIV positive, are they children that have been rejected by their parents precisely because of the virus?
No, not rejected by their parents, perhaps rejected by extended family. The majority of them, their parents are dead because of HIV/AIDS.
Can you share with us an inspirational anecdote that illustrates how you are able to transform the lives and prospects of an HIV-positive child?
Yes. One of our carers now is a young woman. She'll be 26 next year, and next year she will complete her university degree. She was one of our children until a couple of years ago, and she was one of the first of our children that Father Giovanni Contarin was able to save with drugs from Europe. And she is the oldest living person in the whole of Asia to have had HIV from birth. So that's one of our really wonderful stories.